some of the big stories that either made their way squeaking through the week or just happened. It is the latest. It is your Friday morning headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Well, our Texas Rangers, we were so excited. But the undefeated dream of the 2025 season. Well, that ended yesterday.
Sorry.
Yeah, it ended late, too, for crying out loud. Going into the ninth, tied 2-2, and then Boston Red Sox hit a homer. 5-2, passing the Rangers on the home opener. But, hey, there's 161 left to go, right? So we got plenty of these.
Yeah, oodles of time.
We're
going
to be fine. We're going to be 161-1.
Perfect.
Last night, it was a late night game, and they came back after looking horrible in the first half. I saw that first half. Texas Tech Red Raiders advance in a big comeback win over the Arkansas Razorbacks. And John Calipari moving into the Elite Eight, advancing in the NCAA tournament. March Madness, baby! And they will play tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock tip time, against number one seeded Florida in the Gators in the regional final. And earlier, I believe they tip off at noon, Sweet 16 action for our TCU Lady Horned Frogs. In their March Madness, taking on Notre Dame, the hated Fighting Irish, at noon tomorrow. TCU is favored to win. They look really, really strong. And as we said, tomorrow is the home opener, season opener of the Spring Football League, the UFL Arlington Renegades, taking on...
How the San Antonio Piranhas doing?
The San Antonio Piranhas.
We've got questions. So you ever look around and wonder, what does that squirrel go by? How do they identify? Well, it is a big issue over at TCU, but now... You can name your very own squirrel on the campus. For just $3, you get to pick whatever moniker you like, and we'll get a very special certificate following the donation. The cash will go to the scholarship fund. TCU has already raised over $1,200, and they're asking that everyone keeps the names appropriate.
Oh.
Appropriate.
Well, that's...
You see that, KB?
Asking college kids to...
Mm-hmm.
Or a 45-year-old morning show DJ to keep it appropriate. I don't need to name the squirrels. They tell me their names.
Oh!
Yeah, absolutely. We're all on first-name basis. Don't look at me like that.
Okay.
Hey, Burleson, that statement might make a little more sense very, very soon. Earlier this week, in fact, on Monday night, the first zoning request for Burleson's first liquor store passed with unanimous support at the city council. So, should this development go into plan, the said liquor store would occupy the former Tuesday Morning retail site there on Wilshire.
Really burns, I'll be honest. That hurts.
So, instead of Tuesday Mornings, baby, it's going to be all about Friday nights. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Burleson.
So, nothing but the best for the great state of Texas, and the future is in Granbury, which is now in the running for the best historic small town in America.
Yeah.
USA Today is holding the contest, and the Hood County Staple, they won three times. 2019, 2020, and 2021. Then I don't know what happened. Somebody else got it. So we got to fix this.
Yeah.
Voting ends on March 31st.
We had a lot of weird election results around that time for some reason.
Yeah, it was a pandemic. I mean, we're all in this together, so let's stay in it together, and let's vote for Granbury.
Go get him, Barry. There you go. And also on the civic home front earlier this week, Fort Worth officially moved and had their first city council meeting in the brand new Fort Worth City Hall.
Oh, fancy, fancy.
Of course, that's the former Pier 1 building. Pier 1 Imports, now no longer with us as a company. And they occupied that building, built the building, and now Pier 1 gone. Fort Worth City Hall there. Renovation took, it was several years in the making. Most of that was just removing all the wicker furniture. It's a lot of wicker. Lot of wicker. And then on the national front at the other Capitol, the big one, this happened at the White House. A toddler slipped through the fence surrounding the White House.
Oh, no.
And defied security and Secret Service until they finally found the little toddler there in the garden area. They Secret Service. There's actually a picture of Secret Service G.I. Joe guy
chasing the baby
with the toddler on his shoulder.
Oh my God!
Scary. Escorting the child back to
safety. That's not how it's done.
That's okay.
No,
Elon's kids are fine though.
Okay, thank you.